Why did Gandalf choose Bilbo? It seems a bit random, picking someone who had never been on an adventure before at all to go and face up against a legendary dragon. But Gandalf always had good reasons, so why Bilbo? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel we cover The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, The Witcher and other great fantasy books and TV shows. Welcome. Gandalf only really got involved with the quest for Erebor, the dwarves' attempt to reclaim the Lonely Mountain, by happy accident, or Eru-inspired serendipity if you prefer, through a chance meeting with Thorin Oakenshield. He had been on his way to the Shire for some relaxation time, pondering the geopolitical problems of northern Middle-earth, specifically, how could he best help the Free People's defences against Sauron's reappearance in southern Mirkwood, and what to do about Smaug, the terrible dragon who held sway over his own portion of Rivanian. Thorin was similarly thinking about how to reclaim the Lonely Mountain and get his vengeance on Smaug, and Gandalf saw immediately that there was quite a lot of crossover in what they were trying to achieve. The dwarves reclaiming Erebor would provide another strategically important friendly stronghold to add into the mix and get rid of Smaug. Gandalf was understandably very concerned that whenever Sauron started moving properly, he might try to get Smaug to wreak devastation right across the region. The problem was that the dwarves were planning on retaking Erebor by force, raising an army, issuing challenges to Smaug, attacking the Great Gates en masse, that sort of thing. This would have been a very bad idea. Smaug would have almost certainly roasted them within seconds. So Gandalf suggested stealth as an alternative approach. But of course, dwarves are not exactly quiet, and Smaug would be keeping a wary eye out for dwarves, on guard against them, knowing their shape and sound and smell. So that wouldn't work easily either. The answer, of course, was to get someone stealthy of a race unknown to Smaug to help out. Hobbits fit the bill perfectly, added to which they were nearby, and Gandalf was already going there. But which hobbit? Most hobbits, of course, aren't really adventurous types, preferring hearth and home. Bilbo, however, seemed a bit different. Gandalf hadn't been to the Shire for a couple of decades, but remembered Bilbo this way. He had not quite come of age when I had last seen him. He had stayed in my mind ever since, with his eagerness and his bright eyes and his love of tales and his questions about the wide world outside the Shire. And when Gandalf did come back to the Shire, he found out this about Bilbo. He was getting talked about, it seemed. Both his parents had died early for Shire folk, at about 80, and he had never married. He was already growing a bit queer, they said, and went off for days by himself. He could be seen talking to strangers, even dwarves. He seemed fascinated by the world outside the Shire, and even proactively talked to dwarves, exactly the kind of character he was looking for. Added to which, his ancestry also attracted Gandalf's interest. He thought that, ideally, he would want a hobbit with a dash of the Took. Of all the hobbit families in the Shire, the Tooks were the most adventurous. Bullroarer Took was a rare hobbit war hero. Hildegons and Isengard Took both went off on adventures, and we know how inquisitive and brave Pippin is. So, a Took, but mixed with something stolider, Gandalf thought, like a Baggins. Bilbo, being the son of a Baggins and a Took, was perfect, particularly as he was unattached with no dependents at the time. He could just go off on an adventure. As Gandalf said to Thorin, "There is one that I have my eye on as a companion for you, Thorin. He is neat-handed and clever, though shrewd and far from rash, and I think he has courage. Great courage, I guess, according to the way of his people." Thorin then scoffs at the idea that a hobbit would even want to come. He knows what hobbits are like. And Gandalf says, "This hobbit is rather unusual. I think he could be persuaded to go into a tight place. I believe that in his heart he really desires to have, as he would put it, an adventure." All this, in case you are wondering, is in the appendices to The Lord of the Rings and in a fascinating account in Unfinished Tales from Gandalf's perspective, years later. The bit of the story that we don't get in The Hobbit is that Gandalf, on that occasion he was in the Shire after meeting Thorin, didn't actually meet Bilbo. So when Gandalf arrives at the beginning of the book, he had never even met Bilbo as a grown man, or hobbit, but still, he had decided that Bilbo was the person for him. And this, I think, is the most important point here. Yes, the anonymity of hobbits, Bilbo's ancestry and availability are all factors in his favour, but there's something more, something that convinces Gandalf that Bilbo is the right one, not to look any further. There's definitely something more magical or Eru-inspired going on here. Gandalf tries to explain this to Thorin when talking to him about Bilbo. Suddenly, I felt that I was indeed in hot earnest. This queer notion of mine was not a joke, it was right. It was desperately important that it should be carried out. The dwarves must bend their stiff necks. "Listen to me, Durin's folk," I cried. "If you persuade this hobbit to join you, you will succeed. If you do not, you will fail. If you refuse even to try, then I have finished with you. You will get no more advice or help from me until the shadow falls on you." Thorin turned and looked at me in astonishment, as well he might. "Strong words," he said. "Very well, I will come. Some foresight is on you, if you are not merely crazed." Gandalf here realises that choosing Bilbo is right. It is meant to be, not just in helping the dwarves in their quest, but for bigger reasons too. Reasons that Gandalf probably here doesn't fully know or understand. Looking back, we, and Gandalf, can say that it was right that Bilbo went on that adventure. Right that he found the One Ring along the way, that he took pity on Gollum, many others wouldn't have, that he could then keep it safe in the Shire until the time was right and pass it on to Frodo. All of those things had to happen in order for the ring to be destroyed and Middle-earth to be saved. And yes, from the dwarves' perspective, Bilbo's presence at that time was vital in reclaiming Erebor from Smaug, which probably saved thousands more lives in the long run. This is a magical world with a god who does sometimes subtly nudge events in the right direction. The idea that Gandalf, as an angelic Maia in disguise, should sometimes get insights into what should be or what path he should take should not surprise us. And for all the reasons of practicality or friendship that made Gandalf think of Bilbo, it is this sense that it was right that really won the day. There's one more thing I would add, though. There is a scene in the Hobbit movies which isn't exactly in the book, but which I think captures an important part of Gandalf's motivations. Galadriel asks Gandalf the question we are asking here. Why the halfling? Gandalf's reply is an incredibly touching moment. "Saruman," he says, "believes it is only great power that can hold evil in check, but that is not what I have found. It is the small, everyday deeds of ordinary folk that keep the darkness at bay. Small acts of kindness and love. Why Bilbo Baggins? Perhaps because I am afraid, and he gives me courage." Gandalf was afraid of Sauron. He knew how powerful he was and was rightly wary. But he didn't just let that stew. He sought out ways of encouraging himself, of seeing hope. And he didn't look for it in great strength or powerful allies, but in small acts of kindness and love. We may look for more detailed reasons, but the main point here is the simplicity of hobbits, and of Bilbo in particular. Gandalf could see how a true heart and honest spirit would always win out, and that gave him hope. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos like this, there's a link to my playlist on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.